This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The local people getting way ahead on motive and the FBI saying, we don't have it yet. You now have the opposite here. And until we know that the victims were members of that organ of the Jewish event, we don't have the nexus. And I will believe the Denver police chief that they do not have that nexus now. And if they do, I will be the first one out here saying that that is a hate crime. But
until we do, Hans von Spakovsky, you know, the former emperor of the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
Hans, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Thanks, Mark.
That was CNN lecturing the country yesterday. One of their terrorism experts named Juliette Kayyem lecturing the country that what happened in Boulder should not be called a hate crime yet, despite the fact that the shirtless individual is a Muslim who's here illegally, who was screaming free Palestine while tossing Molotov cocktails at a group of Jewish people.
Yeah, well, she's just denying reality, which is what we would come to expect from CNN, isn't it? I mean, that's just ridiculous. Let me tell you something else about what's interesting about this. This guy who was arrested, this terrorist who did this, you know, he was admitted during the Biden administration. He had overstayed his visa. But this brings up the crucial question of, did the Biden administration actually do any kind of investigation into his background? Because, you know, the general rule during the Biden administration was to simply let illegal aliens and others into the country without doing any kind of check whatsoever. And this may be another remnant of the Biden administration's, frankly, irresponsible policies.
Yeah, I would absolutely agree on that. I mean, they were both critical. They had Andy McCabe on there too, not surprisingly, critical of the FBI for too quickly suggesting this might have been a hate crime. I'm like, thank goodness this guy's not in charge up there anymore.
God, I have to agree with that. Unfortunately, I don't know when you're freeing Palestine as That's what you're yelling, and who are you attacking? Folks who were there to support Israel, support the freeing of the hostages, and they don't think it's a hate crime? Oh, come on.
Yeah, it's a problem.
That's just ridiculous.
You know, I know the president, we're talking to Hans von Spakovsky, a legal expert from Heritage. I know the president got a couple of key wins from the Supreme Court last week on immigration.
Yeah, no, he did. Based on emergency appeals, the Supreme Court stayed lower court decisions that told him he couldn't end the parole again that the Biden administration had issued to 500,000 illegal aliens from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and other countries. It wasn't just that the Biden administration was giving them parole and saying, oh, yeah, come on into the country. They were actually giving them, if you can believe this, work permits, which they're not allowed to do under federal immigration law. And the Supreme Court did the same thing, again, stopping a lower court, which told Trump he couldn't end what's called temporary protected status for Venezuelans. That's a power a president has to allow aliens into the country temporarily, often due to, you know, natural disasters like the hurricane that hit Haiti. It's totally up to the discretion of the president for a lower court to say you can't end it. It was just, frankly, far outside the law. The Supreme Court stepped in to protect the president's power under the statute.
Any other key decisions, Hans, that you're tracking that we could expect later on this month from the Supreme Court? Because obviously we know that the president will continue facing these legal challenges from the left.
Well, look, we're now into June. The Supreme Court ends its term at the end of this month. And the biggest decision, the final decision that they heard arguments in, was on birthright citizenship. Now, this was an emergency appeal, so we're not going to get a decision on the substantive merits of whether the president's right about birthright citizenship. But the issue was these nationwide injunctions. Because three different courts had issued them, and we will hopefully get some strict rules set out to stop what is going on in the courts, which is basically a judicial coup happening all over the country.
Yes, indeed. And again, I remind people this because I've said it before, I'll say it again. You can't dislike the mainstream media enough these days. This was their headline on the immigration decision last week. This is from Reuters, which provides content for newscasts all over the country. The U.S. Supreme Court swept away another obstacle to one of President Trump's aggressively pursued policies, mass deportation, again showing its willingness to back his hardline approach to immigration. So them ruling on a constitutional issue is them somehow backing his approach to it.
Yeah, they didn't mention the fact that extending parole on a mass basis to over 500,000 illegal aliens was illegal to start with.
Yeah.
The president doesn't have the power. The president can, on a individual case-by-case basis, give parole to someone who's illegal in the country, usually because of, you know, humanitarian reasons. But to just do it on a massive basis and say, oh, everybody coming in from Nicaragua, they're paroled. The president doesn't have that power. It violates federal immigration law. And yet, yeah, that's what Reuters said. Look, the Associated Press, frankly, is just as bad.
Oh,
I've been
sure.
dealing with their reporters for years, and they're just as bad.
Yep. You just have to know what you're reading and filter it for yourself when you see those sources. Hans, always great having you on. Have a great week.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You bet. Hans von Spakovsky, senior legal fellow there at the Heritage Foundation, heritage.org, dailysignal.com. He has a lot of his thoughts in there as well. So you can search for that. All right. Coming up, we're going to check in with our friend Nicole Murray and find out what's going on in business on this first Monday in June. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all.
All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.